Morning. Our question today, very relevant, coming later in the week with Purim, is when is the appropriate time to eat the Seuda on Purim? Now we're going to divide up if the Purim falls on a regular weekday or if it falls on Friday, Erev Shabbos, there's going to be a dramatic difference. So the Ramah paskins on each of these points. He paskins for if it doesn't fall on Friday, in other words, it falls during the week sometime, but not Erev Shabbos, paskins the Ramah v'nohagim la'asa seudas Purim la'achar mincha. The minhag is to have the seuda after davening mincha. So we daven mincha, then we have the seuda, and then he continues that we daven marev at night. Later on. So that is going to be our order. And he says as follows, Umispalalim mincha tchila ba'od hayom gado. We should daven mincha not at shkia or a little bit before shkia. We should daven mincha earlier in the day. Why? To ensure that the majority of our seuda is during the day. This is a mitzvah for Purim. It is not for the night after Purim, as many people go into the night, but the majority of the seuda has to be during to the day. And he says, not as people do it, that they start close to the nighttime, they start close to shkia or evening, nighttime, and their ikar seuda is the night after. That is not having the seuda on Purim. So that's the psak of the Ramah. When Purim does not fall on Erev Shabbos, we eat the seuda in the afternoon. We daven mincha first. The majority of the seuda is before nighttime. We can continue a little bit into the nighttime, but we have to make sure that the raw of the majority is during the day of Purim itself. Now, the Ramah continues, Ukeshachal Purim biyom shishi, when Purim falls on Friday, as is the case in Yerushalayim this year. Thursday is for the rest of the world. Thursday is Purim, Friday in Yerushalayim. So what do we do then? So in such a case, the concern here is that if you eat the seuda in the afternoon, as you do other days, then you are not going to be very hungry when it comes to the seuda of Shabbos Friday night. So the Ramah paskens as follows: in this situation, you should eat yasu ha-seuda b'shachris. You should have your seuda in shachris. What does that mean? Shachris in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah comes and explains that it means before midpoint of the day, before chatzos hayom. That doesn't mean 12 noon. It means you look on a luach and you see where the halachic middle of the day is. It's approximately 11:48 or so in the morning this year in Yerushalayim, and that is because Mishum Kavod Shabbos, for the Kavod of Shabbos, we should not be eating in the afternoon, and we won't be very hungry for the night meal. Also, another technicality, it leaves us more time to prepare for Shabbos if we are eating our meal earlier in the day. So that's the psak of the Ramah, that we should have the meal, the seuda, in Shachris, in the morning before Chatzos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain to us. He just says, have it before Chatzos Hayom, but he doesn't say that means we have to start or we have to finish our Seuda before Chatzos. So the Orach HaShulchan, the contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, gives us a little bit more detail. He says as follows, Yirushias Yaschilu Kodem Chatzos. This means that you should start the Seuda before midday, before Chatzos. It doesn't mean that you have to finish it, at least start it. And he continues and says, if you didn't do it by Chatzos, you can do it up until the 10th hour in the day. However, if you did not do that either, you didn't get it in to start by Chatzos, you didn't start by the 10th hour of the day, he says you can still do it even thereafter because it is still a mitzvah being done at its proper time. So you can still do it. However, he does say thereafter that ro'i shelo yimalu krisam, you should be careful to not fill your stomachs. In other words, don't be full. Leave some room the Kavod Shabbos so we can eat the meal later on Friday night with some room in our stomach. So that is a warning. The later you wait in the day, the more room you should leave in your stomach. In other words, you should minimize how much you eat if it's later in the day to make sure you have room to eat a proper seuda on Friday night. So there we have the psak of the Ramah. The Ramah is saying on a normal weekday, not Erev Shabbos, we daven mincha early, and then we have the major part of the seuda during the day, and then marav at night. But when it comes to Erev Shabbos, when Purim falls on Friday, we eat the seuda by Chatzos. According to the Orach HaShulchan, it means we start by Chatzos midday. So continuing in this vein, the Piskei Tshuvos brings that there is an alternative, another option. It seems that this is against the clear ruling of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah and the Orach HaShulchan. But the Piskei Tshuvos brings in the name of some Achronim that if you want to although not ideal, although some poskim say it's okay, not a problem, but if this is what you want to do, you can daven mincha. This is talking about on Erev Shabbos as well. Not even starting your seuda in the morning like the psak of the Ramah, but rather yuchal yispalal mincha. You can daven mincha first, and afterwards you wash and you eat your seudas purim, so that you can eat it in the afternoon, and comes plaga mincha. In other words, plaga mincha is the earliest time that we can accept upon ourselves Shabbos. So once plag mincha, between plaga mincha, that's an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, and a few minutes before shkia, at that point in the middle of our seuda, we should stop. And what we should do is stop eating, stop drinking, and accept upon ourselves Shabbos. I'm now accepting upon myself Shabbos. So technically, what do? So what you do is yifros mapa al hapash al shulchan. You cover up the bread on the shulchan. You cover up the bread that is left on the table, and you say Kiddush. We say Kiddush just like covering up the bread when we say Kiddush Friday night. We are doing the same. We're going to say a proper Kiddush. On a kos, we have wine, we have a kiddush. If we already said Berei Pri Hagafen during the meal, we don't say the bracha of Berei Pri Hagafen, but we say the bracha of kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos. And at that point, what we would do, we've said kiddush, but we're still in the middle of our seuda, so we don't say Hamotzi Lecha Min Haaretz, because we said Hamotzi at the beginning of our seuda. What you do is you would eat from the bread, uncover the bread, eat a minimum of a kesayis of bread, because we want to have the seuda, the kiddush, b'makom seuda. We have kiddush where we have a seuda, so we have to eat, we have the kiddush. Now we have to have the seuda, or continue the seuda, so we have at least a kesayis of bread to fulfill the imperative of a kiddush b'makom seuda. In fact, it is preferable to have a kebetza, which is a larger amount, to fulfill the mitzvah of seuda on Shabbos. So we're having a seuda on Shabbos. And then if we want, we can continue eating in the meal. Now, what do you do for benching if we did this? What do we do when we cause birkas hamazon? Because on the one hand, this is our Purim seuda, so we would say ala nisim. On the other hand, is this a Shabbos meal? So can we say ritzei? Which do we say? Or do we say both of them? So the Piskei Tshuvas brings that if you ate of a kazayis of bread after teisa kochavim, not after shkia sunset, but after nightfall, after three stars comes out, so you had your seuda for Shabbos, so indeed you can say ritzei for Shabbos and Birkas Hamazon, and you would say ala nisim in harachaman. You'd say it as a harachaman. There are different nuschos, so instead of the full ala nisim, you add it in harachaman, that this is the day of Purim. And in addition, there is an opinion that you can, in this instance, say both ritzei and ala nisim, even though the ritzei is saying that this seuda is for Shabbos, and the full ala nisim is saying that this is my Purim seuda, but there is an opinion that you indeed could say both of those. So there we have it. We have two options when Erev Shabbos is, Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. The ideal would be, based on the Ramah, to have the Seuda start in the morning before Chatzos, but we do also have the alternative to do it in the afternoon and divide up the meal in the middle of the Purim Seuda, Daven Mincha first, have the Purim Seuda, and after Plag, before Shkia, a few minutes before Shkia, accept upon ourselves Shabbos, have the Kiddush, and continue in the meal, and then we got into the details of the benching. So either way you do it, it should be a very meaningful seuda, and it should be a wonderful Purim.